Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio. Phoenix Business Radio, goodness gracious, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and we connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki and clearly have had not enough coffee yet today, but I'm very excited to introduce you to a group of professional women from the East Valley who are here to, I'm thinking they're all from the East Valley, maybe I should have checked that out ahead of time, to just really have a conversation around women in business and where it fits to be an author, to express your love for life and business and whatever other organizations you represent. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Jan Whalen, president of Whalen Voices. Welcome back to the studio, Jan.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So happy to have you. And you're not East Valley, are you?
No, I live in Peoria, so I'm West Valley, but I'm around it. The East.
As soon as I said that, I thought, I don't think that's the case. So we're just here representing Arizona, Metro, Phoenix. And also welcome back to the studio, Maria Tomas Keegan, founder and chief inspiration officer with Transition and Thrive with Maria.
Thanks for having me back, Karen. Yeah, and thanks for inviting me, Jan.
Yes. Yeah, actually, everybody in the room here is a guest of Jan's, and it's fun to have both of you back again. You are also not East Valley, are you?
I am not East Valley.
Shame on me. Where are you?
I'm in Goodyear.
Okay.
Definitely West.
Are you good? Yeah, Dan, our intern is listening in today. He won't be on mic, but he's also in Goodyear. So you gals both have had a little ways to travel. I might end up realizing that Ellen and I are the only two from the East Valley. So Kelly Lorenzen is also here with us, owner of KLM Consulting. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. I live in Tempe.
Ta-da!
So I was excited.
Yeah, not
this
yes.
This is down the street.
Yeah, it was a close commute for you. How long have you been in Tempe? A while?
My whole life.
Really? Yeah. Where did you graduate?
From Xavier. Downtown.
Xavier. Yes. I'm a McClintock grad, also in Tempe. Lots of friends who went through Xavier. So I'm very happy to have you here today. And since this is our first time meeting, we'll get to know each other and I get to hear about how you work with Jan and what else you do with your company as well. And last but not least, Ellen Harrington, vice president with Chandler Sister Cities. Welcome, Ellen.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jan, for inviting me.
Absolutely. And Chandler. So I grew up in Tempe, but I do live in Chandler. And that's why I just led in thinking that I was being selfish around the East Valley. So we're going to spread the love and really open it up to Metro Phoenix. So I would love to start our conversation really with Jan and tell us a little bit about Whalen Voices. And then we'll just have a chance to hear from everybody. And then we'll see where the conversation takes us. So who is Whalen Voices and who is Jan?
Thank you. Thank you. I started out in Iowa about 25 years ago, and my company was called Personal Jazz. And I started out as a presentation coach. So I had a lot of experiences there in Cedar Rapids, working with individuals and large companies. Moved here, got back into teaching, that was my former career. And then about 10 years, started to work with authors. And I met some publishers, but actually they were really book shepherds. And a book shepherd is somebody who helps others self-publish their books. And so I started doing that. Then I got into writing books myself. And gradually it started with confidence. My topics were confidence. And now I've gotten into stories. I work with men and women, but generally women now.
And when you say stories, just pulling the stories out that they've already lived and they represent and helping them find a way to document that in a book then?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. If you think about your life and think about the number of decades that you've lived, if you even had one story for each day of each year, of each decade, I mean, that's like an ocean of stories. And so we help to simplify the process and get people going.
I love the word shepherd for that particular aspect of who you are to mm-hmm. women and men in business. It's amazing. And you are also an author. So can you share a little bit about the books that you've written? I mean, you gave us a context for it, but
sure.
A favorite one?
Well, they're all my favorites. I was a book shepherd before I was an author. And someone said to me, Jan, you're going to be resentful of the people you help because you're not writing your own book. And I wondered, well, what could I write? So I started off with Rock Solid Confidence, and that has to do with presentation and all the things that I had taught or worked out or learned from clients from my years of being a presentation coach. And then I was writing another book, and a friend said, Jan, I want to do a little program at church. Would you help me do this presentation? And it was, she said, I want it, the topic to be writing the story of your life. And I said, sure, fine, I can do that. So I looked at the flyer and I was the speaker. So I did the program and it was so much fun. I came out with my second book, A Character Safari, Remember to Write the Stories of Your Life. And so, and then last year, this is a really favorite book. It's called You Are the Perfect Age. I started out realizing that when we turn a new decade, it's a big deal. And I guess I hadn't thought about that before. So I decided to do blogs with somebody turning 10, 20, 30, all the way up to 100.
Oh.
And it was so fascinating. The answers I got were so fascinating. I decided this has got to be a book. So we made it into a book. And that was last year. So I guess maybe my last book is my favorite book.
It's always that way, I think, isn't it? Right? Oh, this one's so good. And then you write another one.
Yeah.
Sounds like I just hear in your language that you just have this really eloquent way of using words, and even just the titles of your book sound like, oh gosh, I got to get my hands on that. And how nice to be that shepherd for other people to help draw out those stories. Mm-hmm. And so what is it like to work with people? If someone said that they want to write a book, and it just begins with a conversation?
Yes, usually. And usually I want to know exactly where they are, because once in a while, well, for instance, I worked with Patricia twice. The first time she had her book really all written, it was a children's book. And she said, I just want to buy an hour of your time, take a look at it. And so we looked at it and I made just a few suggestions and, you know, so that was that. But the next book, I helped more with the content and the structure of it. So the structure is really what I love doing. And I actually worked with Maria. So, you know, I love that. And I think mostly we at the beginning decided, what will this book be about?
Who's it for? Yes.
Yeah. Who's it for? Yeah. Why would they care to read it? And how can we make your message clear and add your story into it? So, you know, Maria's book is going to be a really, really